أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. My name is Ethan. I am a convert to Islam, and I would like to share with you my story of how I converted. To begin, I would like to share with you how I came and discovered Islam. It began when I was in high school, 15 years old. I very interested in many cultures, different religions, different languages, and I like to speak to the foreigners in my school. So a large group of foreigners were the Somalis. So I decided to talk to them, get to know them more, ask them about their religion, their way of life, how they differ from me as an American. So I got really into that, talked to them. They explained to me that they were, you know, Muslim, and you know, they spoke Somali and just different things about the Middle East, and very wonderful. So I was really into religions at that time, and I asked them more about Islam. They, you know, taught me things like the Shahada, taught me a few Arabic words, taught me different principles of the faith, Salah, Zakah, all these things, and very nice. I got very interested. It was something that really drew my attention, so I decided to learn more. I went out with them after school some days, and we went to the mosque and, you know, learned and talked to people there, and I just became more and more interested. Until finally, I told them that I wanted to become a Muslim. So they taught me some things that I should know about becoming a Muslim, and you know, I said, yeah, you know, it's something I really want to do. And so I went to the mosque, and we sat down, and about to take the Shahada in front of the Sheikh, and he asked me that if I was completely sure that this was the thing I wanted to do, and you know, because once I did it, I couldn't turn back. And he said, you know, just make sure 100%. Something in my mind told me to just take a step back and just make sure and research and just give it another thought. So I told him, you know, why don't I just come back another day and we can do this again, and if that wasn't a problem, he said that was fine. So that's what I did. So I went home that night, and I researched on the internet Sunni and Shia, and I got really interested in finding out which one I wanted to be, and I took that time, I took the Sheikh's words to heart, and I truly decided if it's something I wanted to do, but I wanted to make sure that it wasn't something I would regret later on, that I wanted to look into, make sure I was 100% correct, and I had the right way, and years later down the road, I wouldn't find the right way. So I started searching and reading material on the internet, and I was looking into Sunniism more and Shiism more, and at first I wanted to read about the Shias. I didn't know much about them, but you hear about them in the news and stuff, so I was reading about them, and at first I didn't find it too appealing. Something about it seemed like, you know, it was way too more like Catholic and Christianity. It was just, you know, Muhammad and his family, and, you know, I thought maybe that the Shias were just maybe, you know, exalting his family for some reason. I didn't know. So I disregarded it at first and just, you know, learned about Sunnism. I thought that was the way to go. They follow the companions, and they don't, you know, hold anybody else above anybody, and it just seemed like the right way. But I read a little bit about Shiism. I didn't really like it. And then, you know, some time later, I felt like I had to read more about it. So I went and I read more about it. Again, I said, you know what, it just doesn't seem right. It seems like it's garbage, you know, something made up, something that just doesn't seem right. So I just stopped reading. Same thing happened again and again and again, until finally it's just something clicked, and I said, you know what, I really want to learn more about Shia. You know, I know Sunni, I know what they believe, how they practice, you know, all that stuff, but I really need to talk to somebody who's Shia. I really need to sit down with them, ask them, learn about Shiism firsthand. And that's what I did. I went to the internet, found a Shia mosque in my area. I found a email address of somebody on that website. I emailed them and got in contact with somebody who was able to sit down with me and, you know, answer my questions pretty much. I had a lot of questions, so they were able to answer them, and I learned a lot about Shiism. And since I had knowledge about Sunniism, it was very, very interesting to hear different concepts between the two. They both look at things a lot differently. So after a while, I sat back again and I asked myself, now that I know about the two, which one do I think is the right way? And I took some time thinking about it, and I finally came up with the decision that Shia Islam is the right way. There was some doubt in my mind at first, but I just thought, you know, I'll go with it and just see, because it feels like the right way. I don't know 100%, but you know, I'll just go with it. Inshallah, it'll be the right way. And that's what I did. I told the person who I was talking to, the Shia, that I wanted to convert, and he brought me to the masjid one night. And I took my Shahada, and from there on I just began to learn more and more and more, and everything just got better and better, and I can sit here right now and tell you that Shiism is the right way. I've seen miracles of God that I don't think would have happened if I was anything else. So I furthered my studies in Shiism. I got involved in a Shia center, met a lot of brothers and sisters that were very helpful. I read a lot of books. They answered a lot of questions of mine. It was very nice. I was able to attend programs where I was able to learn tafsir and many key points of Shiism and just many fascinating things. I really love it. I'm thankful to Allah that I was able to enter a community that is very helpful and supportive, and you know, we have a lot of converts, so it's very good for me, especially to hear about how all these other people converted to Islam, and not only from Christianity or Judaism to Islam, but also from Sunni to Shia. So that was very nice. I really think that people should explore Islam more. For the Christians and non-Muslims, explore Sunni and Shia. And for the Sunnis, I really think that, you know, you should explore Shia Islam more. My advice to you as well is to take and look at Shia sources when you want to learn about Shia Islam. For me, I know that when I wanted to learn about Islam, I did not go to a Christian or read books from Christians about Islam. I went to a Muslim. So I think it's very good that you should go and find out Shiism from Shia sources. And so to conclude, I want to add by saying, Alhamdulillah, everything is going very well. I recently got married a week ago to a Danish convert who also has a video on YouTube. Inshallah, we will be able to have many years together to learn about Islam. Thank you for watching my video. Assalamu alaikum.